This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Alan Ashcroft calls 911 to report his mom, Mary Collier, kidnapped. When police arrive, he's covered in blood. Minutes earlier, a jogger calling 911 discovers a body. It's Mary, stabbed dead. Ashcroft admits he agreed to a stroll with mom to discuss a recent argument, but had plans to kill her before they even walked out the door.
Nancy, during Ashcroft's 911 call, his brother takes the phone and tells the dispatcher they left on a walk together, but only Ashcroft returned. When police arrive, Ashcroft tries to flee the home, but is quickly caught. Ashcroft reportedly asked cops to shoot him in the head and told them he wasn't innocent before giving a full confession. Ashcroft says he tackled his mother in the field where her body was found, pinned her down, and stabbed her in the neck. A broken knife was found next to her body.
Alan Ashcroft, 18, charged with murder. Timothy Lincoln browses an Alabama Ulta store, helping himself to several samples as he walks the aisles. An employee checks on Lincoln after noticing he scribbled all over his face with lipstick and ripped open a package of hair dye to color his beard blue. When asked if he needs help, he threatens to blow up the store. Police are called. Timothy Lincoln, 42, poses for an extremely colorful mugshot after his arrest. Lincoln, permanently banned from all Ulta stores. No more makeup for you. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Idaho, prosecutors will pursue the death penalty if a white supremacist gang member is convicted of murdering an elderly man during a violent escape plot earlier this year. Nez Perce County Prosecutor Justin Coleman announced the decision, citing the, quote, complete lack of regard for the victim's life. The suspect, 43-year-old Nicholas Umfenauer, is charged in the March killing of 83-year-old James Mawney, who disappeared while walking his dogs in Julietta, Idaho. Mawney's body was later found near Leland, miles from where he vanished. Authorities say the murder occurred while Umfenauer and fellow gang members Skylar Meade were fleeing police. Earlier that day, Umfenauer opened fire on corrections officers outside a Boise hospital, aiding Meade's escape. Three officers were wounded, but all survived. The pair then drove north, where Mawney's vehicle was stolen, and later discovered in southern Idaho. Both men were arrested in Twin Falls. Umfenauer, already serving a life sentence for aiding Meade's escape and assaulting law enforcement, is due in court for arraignment December 12th. Meade, also facing a murder charge and potential death penalty, has pleaded not guilty. Prosecutor Coleman vowed to seek justice for Mawney, emphasizing the severity of the crime. A Seattle man is facing serious charges at this hour after prosecutors say he randomly attacked five people with a knife in the city's Chinatown International District. With more, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
37-year-old Roland Jerome Lee is accused of carrying out these stabbings in broad daylight on November 8th, leaving a trail of violence across a four-block stretch. Court documents reveal Lee is charged with four counts of first-degree assault and one count of fourth-degree assault. Prosecutors say his actions left four victims critically injured, three of whom required emergency treatment at Harborview Medical Center. A fifth victim was treated on the scene and released. The attacks unfolded just after 2 p.m. when witnesses reported a string of random stabbings. According to a police probable cause statement, Lee allegedly approached one man from behind and stabbed him in the back. The suspect then moved on to a street corner where he reportedly attacked three others. Video evidence captures him walking up behind one victim and stabbing them with such force that the knife was still lodged in their back when police arrived. Officers apprehended Lee nearby, observing what appeared to be blood on his hands and shoes. Two knives were recovered at the scene. Prosecutors are also investigating whether Lee is connected to four additional stabbings in the same area just a day prior, which they describe as strikingly similar in nature. Lee, who remains in custody on $2 million bail, has an extensive criminal history, including nine felony convictions for robbery, car theft, and other crimes.
Lee is scheduled for arraignment on November 27th.
Thanks, John. Sherry Moody lives alone in Shreveport, Louisiana, raising three young boys. She puts all three to bed, tells them she loves them as usual. Next morning, she's gone. When Sherry's mom gets a call from the boys on her cell phone, mom rushes over, her purse and other belongings undisturbed inside car and driveway. Investigators assume she left on foot. family members cannot say where she may have been headed. They know Sherry would never leave her children. 5'1", 110, strawberry blonde hair, green eyes, a mole near the tip of her nose, last seen wearing a pink tank top, black tights, black and white flip-flops. If you have info on Sherry Moody, please call Shreveport, Louisiana PD, 318-673-6955. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.